because there's two words. One is change, and the other is impermanence. I think everyone here, everyone, is changing. You are different when you came in, from when you came in, to when you leave here. The sun has come across this Atami mass and has gone on. That's what the sun does. And in changing and in impermanence, sometimes I think we run into a giant boulder that just stops life and holds us back, takes us aback. And sometimes it's a simple little, just stumbling on a little rock. Certainly, I've had friends who just stepped on a rock and broke their ankle. It doesn't take much. And we like to think, at least I like to think, that if I plan enough, and if I do enough, and if I'm ready enough, that change won't happen, or it won't surprise me. And that doesn't happen. Sometimes we see change happen as we look back. If we look back to pictures of our kids when they were newborn, when we see a flower that has wilted, it's always happening though. And I think maybe the third word to put in there is somehow to trust that it's okay. That whether it's a boulder or a little stone or the drops deep of a flower, it's okay. And life will go on and we'll keep on changing. The sun will come up and go across the Tatami mat and go away. And it's okay. There's a beauty in change. When the incense sticks first get started, it's just a little ember glow at the very beginning, and then it goes to nothing. But there's been a beauty, if you can see the incense swirling. It's beautiful. So I think that's all I want to say, but I think that change is okay. And we will move on. And life will be different. Sun's going to come up.